Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, thank you. I appreciate that very, very much. That's really, really nice. I did not want to come back. You made me do it. I don't know what it is you expect me to do at this point. I appreciate you standing up. I know that's not easy to do. And I know there's always a few people that don't really want to do it. I have often been one of those people. If you have any questions for me, I'd be more than happy to entertain your curiosity. What do I do for fun? Well, right now I'm going to try and do this for some fun. I don't know. I want to get into surfing. That's what I want to do. I think surfing is fun. I'm serious. I'm going to do that. I think surfing is cool. I think it's funny that all the trouble that people go to get into the ocean, and that really the ocean is just constantly throwing us out of it. That's what surfing is. The ocean throwing us out. I don't know about a movie. I mean, most of the movies you see aren't very good these days. And they're very complicated, you know? I mean, you go see some piece of junk and it's, you know, $100 million and 2 years in the making. I mean, you go to a bad movie, it's 2 hours. You're in a bad movie, it's 2 years. I'd be afraid I'd be in the movie looking out at the audience going, this sucks, doesn't it? I can't get out of this thing. They got me under contract. What is my favorite cereal? I like any cereal. I like the idea of just eating and drinking with one hand without looking. I find that experience very neat. Do I have a favorite Seinfeld episode? Well, I get this question quite often. I don't really have a favorite. They're all kind of my babies. I did the best I could with each one. You know, comedy is kind of a survival industry. You know, comedians are very much into just surviving. It's like if I were to ask you, what is your favorite breath of air that you've ever taken? You would say, whichever one I'm taking that gets me to the next one. That's kind of the mindset. Excuse me? It's your birthday. Well, happy birthday. Which birthday is it? Oh, okay. So you want attention, but not too much attention. I notice your first couple of birthdays in life and your last couple of birthdays in life are very similar. In both cases, you don't really even know it's your birthday. People have to tell you, these are your friends. They've come to help you celebrate your birthday. And you need a little help with the cake blow in both cases. What else? Excuse me?
You from Massapequa, Jerry?
Yes, I am from Massapequa. Massapequa is a town on Long Island I'm sure you may have heard of. Massapequa is an Indian name. It means by the mall. It's amazing. But even the native tribes could sense that the retail is going to be a natural once we build up the suburban environment. Yes, we know who it is. Just go with the question. What else? Give a hello, Newman. Well, sir, there is a lot more to a hello, Newman than meets the eye. You don't just say hello, Newman. And first, you must open the door properly for Newman. You'll notice whenever I open the door for Newman, it's different than the way I opened it for everybody else. You want to get the wide swing on the door. You want to open that door all the way because you want to reveal Newman and all his Newman. And also you want to give him the opportunity to take his little step that he always does, right? And then when he comes in and then he looks at you and he stands there and he waits. He waits for his hello, Newman. And he looks at you with those beady little eyes. And you must think of all the evil in the world. And then you must say to him, hello, Newman. Thank you very much. You've been a wonderful audience. Thank you for coming.